the first. Chapter 1. Where is Zephath? Ultramar 011.M31. The Lord of the First Legion sat, as he so often sat, leaning back in his ornate throne of ivory and obsidian. The chair was part of him, a relic of Caliban that kept him connected to his homeworld, but also a statement of continuity. Even here, aboard the battle barge Honored Deeds, the throne assured his subordinates and the Lion himself that all was in order and as the Primarch intended. His elbows rested upon the throne's sculpted arms, while his fingers were steepled before his face, just barely touching his lips. Unblinking eyes, the brutal green of Caliban's forests stared dead ahead, watched a flickering hololith depicting the 500 worlds. The great realm of Ultramar, the kingdom of Gilliman, bastion of the east, the outer wall. There were names to spare for the confederacy of worlds created by Rabute Gilliman and his ultramarines of the 13th Legion. Now it had another, Imperium Secundus. A second chance at mankind's survival, or an act of treachery that rivaled the rebellion of Horus. The Lion was still not sure, but he had sworn oaths upon his blade to act as its Lord Protector. Sanguinius, the new emperor, the leader that Horus was meant to have been. A brother worthy of such oaths, perhaps the only one. The figurehead. If not for him, the Lion would have ended Imperium Secundus before it had begun, as the act of heresy it could so easily have been. Gilliman, the architect of the great project, statesman and administrator. The Lion could not argue against the achievements of Macragge's son. They were unparalleled, except by the Imperium itself, possessed of grand vision, attention to detail, and relentless energy. For all his qualities, Gilliman lacked the steel to wield the empire he had created. Too prone to diplomacy, too eager to compromise, too pragmatic on occasion. Of all the Primarchs, only Gilliman could have conceived of Imperium Secundus and made it happen in so short a time. In others, such planning might be seen as cynical, but Gilliman's doctrine of the theoretical and the practical was an ideal, a principle he held dear. 500 worlds, lost among them was the Lion's prey, Conrad Kurz, the Night Haunter, another of his demigod brothers, a madman in superhuman body, a present danger to everything that they hoped to achieve with Imperium Secundus. More than that, the matter between Kurz and the Lion had become personal the moment the Night Haunter had tried to kill him at Sagwalsa. The shame of losing the Primarch on Macragge still gnawed at the Lion. Death and anarchy had followed, humbled him before his brothers, shown up his weakness. Somewhere in the 500 worlds, Kurz hid. The Lion would find him. He had grown up hunting down the worst beasts Caliban had harbored, with nothing more than his guile and strength. This was no different. This time, he would not let the Night Haunter escape. Three others were in the room with their Primarch. As with his throne from Alderuk, the Lion had brought his other senior personnel across from the Invincible Reason, officers trusted and proven in many battles alongside the Primarch. Stenius, now acting captain of the Honored Deeds, his half-paralyzed face assisted with bionics that glinted in the lights of the audience chamber. Farith Redlos, voted lieutenant of the Dreadwing, stocky, bald-shaven and clean-cheeked, but for a trifurcated beard of black. Holguin, tall and lean like a finely bred hunting hound, red-dyed hair swept back with thick oil, chosen leader amongst the Deathwing veterans. A host of commanders and lieutenants and captains and masters awaited the orders of the Primarch, but none so keenly as the three Space Marines that shared his command chamber.
"Which one is Zephath?"
asked Holguin, looking up at the hololithic display gently rotating above them.
"This one," said Stenius.
The captain had a cybernetic voice box, its tone straining to convey nuances of speech. Combined with the atrophied muscles of his face, it made him appear utterly emotionless, but the Lion knew the truth was far different. Stennius pressed a few runes on the control pod in his hand, and one of the star systems was illuminated with a blue gleam.
Terran designation Sigma 5 ellipses, Zephath. Standard isolated stellar body, 1 habitable, 3 inner core, 5 outer ring worlds. Secondary installations as standard.
Read the account again, the Lion said quietly, moving his gaze to Holguin. The voted lieutenant lifted a data slate.
The librarians reported a great darkness falling upon a world of grey and blue. Flames unending, a cacophony of agony poured into the skies. Murder walking abroad, borne swiftly on midnight wings. They were able to identify Zephath as the source world, my liege.
There are plenty of systems bleeding at the moment, my liege, said Redlos. Remnants of Lorgar's and Angron's legions have been left scattered all over the 500 worlds. What makes you think Kurz is on Zephath?
Only a handful of others knew of the Lion's true purpose, his quest to right the mistake he had made in allowing Kurz to escape. For the rest of the Dark Angels, to Sanguinius and Gilliman, the Lion and his warriors were sealing the borders, bringing firepower and authority to the systems at the fringes of the 500 worlds.
Little brother, I admire your straightforward manner, you know that, said the Lion. It is the quality I admire most in the Dreadwing, but you must pay attention to the subtleties sometimes. On midnight wings, have you heard a similar phrase before?
The Night Lords sometimes describe themselves as in midnight clad, my liege, said Stennius.
It seems tenuous, my liege, said Redlos, and it puts us right at the edge of the 500 worlds.
The Primarch accepted this opinion without comment. There was no doubt being voiced that he had not already considered. Contrary to this, Holguin's contribution was notable by its absence. The Lion held out a hand to the fraternal leader of the Deathwing.
You vouch no opinion on this?
My counsel is already known to you, my liege. I have nothing more to add.
Of course. You think that we should not concern ourselves with Kurz, but simply abandon bringing to justice one that has caused the deaths of so many of our brothers and untold millions beside.
I do not advocate giving up the hunt,
Holguin replied hotly, face flushing.
I cannot count the companions of long years I lost to the Thramas conflict. I say that it is impossible. Kurz could be anywhere. In all likelihood, he has fled the 500 worlds and disappeared into the ruin storm. Our time is better spent on our other duties, ensuring the security of the new Imperium.
Kurz is a threat to that security, said Redlos. You can't ignore that.
Holguin
took a breath, eyes moving from the Lion to Redlos and back again.
I said that my opinion is known, but it has no bearing on the current situation. My liege, I will obey your commands to the utmost of my ability, as I always have. None will fight harder for you.
I know that, said the Lion.
He stood and carefully laid a hand on Holguin's shoulder guard. Do not think I confuse disagreement with disloyalty.
The debate, openly remarked, is of no concern to me. No, it is the masked dissent that we must always guard against.
The Lion stepped away, passing through the projection of the hololith so that for a moment he was illuminated by the 500 worlds. He raised a hand as though to snatch Zephath from the map. Instead, he simply held it in his palm.
Your reasoning is sound, Holguin. Not quite 500 worlds to choose from. Where would we start? A dozen searched already with not even a whisper of the Night Haunter. Shadows to be chased.
The Primarch's hand swept through scores of star systems, a finger pointing at Macragg for a moment, before moving back to Zephath.
I imagine one would retreat swiftly, pursued by a vengeful fleet. One would seek to put as much distance between oneself and Macragg as possible. As you claim, one might perhaps even try to break through the ruin storm beyond the reach of the Sotha beacon's light. That would be the reasonable thing to do.
But Kurz is a creature unable to rise above his own wickedness, and his madness guides him. He cannot help but leave a trail of blood and horror. He must enact his spite at every turn. Kurz desires nothing from Horus. He despises the War Master as much as the Emperor. A slave to paranoia and delusions that screams about freedom. You are wrong, Holguin, because you are sane and reasonable. Even so, my liege, how can we forecast the behavior of the irrational? If Kurz has no sense or pattern, that makes him even harder to find, not easier.
Exactly. He is unpredictable. We cannot preempt his next attack, and so we are forced to catch up with him. Kurz is a predator. We will find him by the remains of his prey. It is why we cannot leave the hunt to conventional wisdom, but must rely upon the more ethereal, more intangible assets at our disposal.
The warp visions of the librarians are not descriptions. They are half-dreams, formed as much from desire and emotion as fact. Kurz can no more hide from them than he can from his own nature.
Holguin still did not look convinced, but that had not been the lion's intent. The voted lieutenant had once again been truthful in his assertion of obedience, and that was all the lion desired. He shared his thoughts simply for the sake of giving form to them, allowing the vocalization of abstract ideas to turn them into a plan of action.
"I must prepare orders for the fleet, my liege," said Stennius.
He considered the map for a few seconds.
"Shall we assemble at Zephath directly, or nominate a staging system before final translation?"
The lion thought on this as he returned to his throne. He sat down, hands on the arms of the massive chair, and looked at each of his officers.
"Every ship is to make all speed for the Zephath system. They are to create an armed cordon around the core worlds. No ship leaves the system. No engagement except to defend themselves or to enforce the blockade, as laid down in my standing orders. They will await the arrival of the honored deeds."
The others nodded in acceptance of his commands. The fleet had carried out such actions 13 times already, but the lion would accept no complacency.
"If Kurz is there, I will deal with him personally."